Susan Sedlock. Come on up, Susan. Susan Sedlock found the low-dose naltrexone website on the internet almost 3 years ago. She contacted Dr. Bihari because her then 87-year-old dad had been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a bone marrow plasma cancer. Dr. Bihari treated Emery Sedlock with 4.5 milligrams of low-dose naltrexone, and almost 3 years later, at the age of 90, his condition has not only stabilized but improved, suggestive of partial, if not total, remission. And Susan's here from Washington, D.C. to share her story and also to make a special presentation to this group.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gluck, first of all, for inviting me to speak here today. And to both you and to Joel, I want to publicly thank you for creating the low-dose naltrexone website, for without it, I would never know. And that's what brings me here, is to talk first of all about my father and his experience with the low-dose naltrexone. I believe we are some of the most blessed people on earth today. And the reason for that is because we found, I'm hesitant to say the word cure, but for certain, my father is alive today because of low-dose naltrexone and the wonderful Dr. Bihari and all of you who made it possible for me to find it on the website. My father was blessed with good health all of his life. He's always been athletic, so strong, so wonderful. And shortly after he turned 85, he found that his legs just weren't holding him up the way they used to. And he was an avid golfer, and he made it to the 18th hole, and he just fell down on the golf course. And I said, Dad, this isn't good. You need to go to a doctor. Nah, I'm fine. He never got to doctors except when he was employed and traveled extensively for the government. They forced him to take an annual physical. He always passed with flying colors. And so I noticed, and he kept noticing it, it was harder and harder for him with his legs. And, well, he could always manage through. One day I'm up at the shopping center. I stopped up there. And I see him sitting on a bench by the Giant Food. And I said, what are you doing sitting down? He said, oh, my legs just gave out on me. The folks in the store wanted to call the ambulance, but I said, just let me sit down. I'll be fine. And I said, okay. So I got the groceries to the car, followed him home, and had a long talk. And it was like, you know, this will happen again, and God forbid you hit your head and you're unconscious. They're going to haul you away in an ambulance, and, you know, you'll be under their control. Let's get this diagnosed. So we got him to the neurologist, and yes, they could see where the problem with the legs was, but they did the blood tests. And then we were sent over to the hematologist-oncologist. I thought, uh-oh, this is bad. And he was diagnosed on he had it before. I always feel this was the day we found out. This is the day of diagnosis, but I know it was there. On October 8th, 2002. The oncologist said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have multiple myeloma. I will forever be grateful that he didn't say it was terminal cancer. I knew what it meant. My father, thank God, wasn't completely advised. He said, well, is it treatable? Yes. Is it curable? No, but we can treat it. Oh, okay. So he wanted to treat it with chemotherapy and radiation, and my father said, no, I'm not going to do that. So we left there on the 8th of October, and I was just horrified. I was so upset and could barely control myself, and I had to stay strong for him. I didn't want him to know, you know, how bad this is. So we went home, and he refused the medication, and I got on the internet, and I typed in these words, natural healing of multiple myeloma. Up comes a bunch of sites, many of them that were not credible. Then I came on to the Center for Integrated Healing in Vancouver, Canada, and they wrote about low-dose naltrexone. Sounds good, and then there was this little link. For more information, click on www.lowdosenaltrexone.org. There's the ticket. I said, this looks good. This is credible. I think we got something here. So I printed it out, ran down to the house, showed it to Dad, and I said, look, this is a little pill you take at 9 o'clock between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. It has virtually no side effects, and it boosts your immune system. It'll help you fight this disease. He said, check it out. So I, on a Thursday night, I called and left a passionate message, as you may well guess, on Dr. Bahari's answering machine saying, please help me. I'll do anything to save my father's life. And God bless, the following day, much to my surprise, because I really didn't expect to get a phone call back, a wonderful woman named Jackie contacted me and said that she understood where I was and what we needed to do, and that Dr. Bahari would treat my father. Well, within 5 days, we had our phone consultation. We faxed all the results from the oncologist up to doctor. 5 days later, wonderful phone consultation and a lot of hope in our heart. We got the low-dose naltrexone and proceeded to go on a three-week vacation to Maui, which was pre-planned. I mean, it was like whether or not we'd go or not at the last minute. It was like, just go, do it. It might be your last. And then we went to Maui, and there were problems for my father. He was having trouble with his legs. Other things that were symptomatic were starting to show, and it was like, oh, dear Lord. And after three beautiful weeks in Maui and lots of prayers at the beach, I got on my knees the night we were to leave, and I said, dear Lord, please, if you bless us this one time, I promise you I will take this message to the world. I will see to it that everybody knows about low-dose naltrexone and its power to heal. And I know you don't make deals with God, but desperate people do desperate things. And we went home, and my father started to improve. It was like the miracle. Joyce, you said it, the miracle. He started to improve. And it's like, hold your breath. Then the follow-up tests every 6 months, the blood tests. No progression for 1 year. No progression. No disease progression. Well, this is good news. And then when the numbers started to conform, 2 years later, that was like incredible. And now here I am today fulfilling my promise. And one of the things the low-dose naltrexone, can't speak now, low-dose naltrexone group knows is that I have been an advocate of doing a book or a manual on low-dose naltrexone. And I am pleased to say today, here it is. Now, how did it get here? I created it thanks to Dr. Gluck and Joel Gluck for allowing me to reprint it and put it in book form. And then, on my own, I took it to FedEx Kinko's and made 100 copies. Okay? I am giving each one of you a copy today to take with you. With a request, on the inside cover, we talk about the Foundation for Immunologic Research. That is Dr. Bahari's foundation. One thing that we know we have to do is we have to educate, and we also have to raise money so that we can get to that clinical trial. If the drug companies won't come into line, we must make it come into line. We have a duty. And so I'm going to ask each one of you who takes a manual today to write a check to the Foundation for Immunologic Research. And if you don't have your checkbook with you today, go home and mail one to the foundation. The address is right here. It's also on the website. And lastly, I would like this to become a major project. I cannot sponsor any more manuals. It costs over $1,000 to have these made, and I'm not a rich girl. So what I need is a sponsor or sponsors who are willing to donate money to get at least 5,000 copies of these made. For donations of $25 or more, we will send people the manual. We'll work out the details. And that way we spread the education, we raise the money, and we get the word out. That is all I have to say today. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Susan mentioned to me that there's something very persuasive about having a book. It's one thing to say, you know, go to the website and you read about it, but when you have a book, a lot of people are very taken with, well, if it's printed, it must be so. So maybe you've got a very powerful tool there, Susan. Thank you.
So.